Welcome to Penny's Pantry, where the recipes are simple, the stories are real, and every bite is made with love. I'm Penny, and today we're diving into a rich, cozy dish that's easy to prep, packed with flavor, and brings comfort to the table. It's my creamy garlic chicken and broccoli bake. Now, this may sound a little bit fancy, but it's super easy and it's super versatile, and we'll get into that in a few minutes. Let's talk about what makes this dish shine and what you'll need to make it. You'll start with 3 chicken breasts cubed into bite-sized pieces and sauteed with a little bit of olive oil over the stove. You'll want the chicken to get a nice golden seal on the outside while cooking it fully throughout on the stove. And once the chicken is browned, it's time to elevate the flavor. We're adding a whole head of garlic, not just a couple of cloves. We're going all in. This roasted garlic, which mellows and sweetens in the oven, turns into something buttery and rich. It's a powerhouse ingredient, and it's so good for you. Next up, you're going to add broccoli. Now, you're going to use about 2 crowns. You can never have too much broccoli in any dish that you make. So I start with about 2 crowns, depending on the size. Sometimes I add some more in. And you're going to cut them into large pieces. You're not going to cut them into tiny little pieces. You're going to leave the stem on, like the little chunk of stem. You're going to leave it on, and it's going to steam while it bakes, soaking up that roasted garlic flavor. And then we're going to stir in 2 cups of creamy ricotta cheese, ricotta for you non-Italian people. And then we're going to make this dish so rich because of that. And now we're not going to need to add any other heavy cream or anything to it, because the ricotta is what's going to give it that richness. Everything goes into a baking dish: the cooked chicken, the not cooked but cut up broccoli, and the cheese. And you're going to cover it with foil and the garlic. Don't forget the garlic. And then you're going to cover it with foil. It's going to go into the oven at 350 degrees for 30 minutes. Now, at this point, after 30 minutes, you're going to take the foil off and you're going to bake it for another 10 minutes just to let the top get a little golden. Now, after it's done, you're going to take it out of the oven and you're going to mix it up really well, and you're going to get those flavors all mixed in together. And this is what's going to give it such that beautiful flavor, because everything's going to touch and everything's going to be, it's going to be so good. This is a great dish to serve when you have a lot of people coming over, or when it's just a couple of you and you want to eat it all week long, because it lasts all week and you're going to want to eat this several times, I promise. And you can add a few other things to it. So when you have leftovers, you can add it to a top of pasta or a top of rice for something a little bit different. You can reconstitute this recipe. You can turn it into a grinder when you have it a little bit warm, not scalding hot, but a little bit warm on some really hearty bread. It would be a great grinder. So don't just say, oh, well, this is a one and done. This, you can eat it all week and have something different almost all week. Now, this dish is something really hearty. And what makes it so hearty and so healthy? So let's talk about the ingredients for a few minutes. So chicken. Now, we all know that chicken is a protein, and it's a lean protein. We know that, right? Chicken breast is a lean protein, and it's good. But did you know that where your chicken comes from matters? It's always important to know where your food is coming from, and that's something you'll hear from me throughout this whole podcast journey that we're going through, is know where your food is coming from. And if you can't know where it is, then opt for the organic. If you don't have the locally grown, opt for the organic, because it has a little bit of the less fillers that you usually will find in your typical foods. Not only does it support local farmers if you shop local, but the quality and taste is so much better. Plus, it often means that you have fewer additives and there's a lot better humane practices while raising these chickens. Chicken is a lean protein, as we just said, and it makes a great base for the dish, and it helps build muscles, support your immune system, and it keeps you fuller longer. Broccoli. Now, broccoli is the rock star. It's the star of the show. It really is. I love broccoli. If you go into my refrigerator any given day, I guarantee you'll find a couple of crowns of broccoli because I use it so often. It's a great filler. It's one of those flavorful, great fillers. As long as you don't cook it too long, you really want your broccoli to be al dente, which is a little bit of a crunch, but it's not too, like, it's not raw. You can eat it raw too. Broccoli is, let me explain this. So you get your broccoli and it's dark green, and you overcook your broccoli and it's dull green. The perfect color is that vibrant green once it's like al dente. It's perfect. It's a perfect color when it's like that really vibrant color. And it's loaded with vitamins K and C, and it's fiber and antioxidants, and it supports everything from bone health to digestion. Because when it's steamed in the oven, we're keeping that crunch and we're keeping that color and we're keeping all those ingredients or all those nutrients. We're keeping all those nutrients inside the dish. So that's another good thing. Now, garlic. I was told when I was a kid, and I'm sure you're going to hear this over and over and over and over and over, but I was told when I was a kid that every great dish starts with garlic and olive oil. And in this case, yes, it does. Garlic is not just for flavor. It's medicine. It's a healthy medicine. It's roasted garlic, particularly retains its antioxidant properties and becomes easier to digest. It's been shown to support heart health and even help regulate your blood pressure. Garlic is one of those ones that you want to use every time you can. And the more, the better. Just make sure you're not too close to people. Olive oil. Now we know olive oil is one of those superfoods, and you want to use the superfoods as much as you possibly can. A little bit of extra virgin olive oil gives us healthy fats. Now, on my YouTube channel, you can look back and there's a little olive oil comparison thing that I do. It's garlic and olive oil, I believe is the name of the YouTube video that I have there. But I really encourage you to read it because, or watch it because not all olive oil is created the same. Know where your olives are coming from. Know what country they're coming from. If they're coming from all different groves, the flavor doesn't really match that well. There's a local olive oil vendor that I buy from now. I buy also from the store when I can, when I can't buy it from this other guy. But anyway, it's know where your olive oil is coming from. That's the most important thing, and I encourage you to go watch that video. Now, it's also it's a healthy fat and it keeps everything moving in a more ways than just digestion. Like it just keeps your whole body working well. You want those healthy fats. Being fat free is not a healthy lifestyle. Healthy fats are important. Now, ricotta cheese, okay, it's indulgent. It's not a low fat cheese, and that's okay. But what we're going to do, what we use this for is that heaviness and that creaminess instead of the butter or the whipping cream. It's a little bit more, it's cooked differently. It's an absolute dream in this dish. Now, if you want to make this dish go further, like I said before, there's different ways to reconstitute this dish. Serve it over rice or pasta or quinoa. Make it for the second meal of the week. Now there's some alternatives too. Instead of broccoli, you can use cauliflower or you can use zoodles, which is zucchini cut like noodles, but you knew that. If you don't like broccoli, you can use asparagus or zucchini or even kale. Any of those cruciferous greens are great. If you want a little extra flavor, you can add some sun-dried tomatoes, some Italian seasoning before baking. A little salt and pepper goes a long way though. And yes, you can even add a little extra shredded mozzarella or parmesan on top if you want to for the final 10 minutes of baking in the oven. Now, this dish keeps well, and you can prep it on a Sunday, and you can cook it whenever the day is that you want to cook it. So you can have it all prepped, ready to go. Cook up the chicken. Don't cook the broccoli. Don't cook the cheese. You're going to put it all in a baking dish, cover it up, put it in the fridge, and then when the day that you want to cook it, you can put it in the oven, or you can cook it on Sunday and just heat it up as you want. Two different options. As always, there's a short on my YouTube channel, Penny's Pantry Food. You can watch it. The link is in the show notes. And if you like this, if you try this, and I'd love to hear how it turns out, tag me in your creations or drop a comment wherever you're listening. And if you like it, please share it with your friends and family. Thanks so much. And if you'd like access to printable recipes, bonus videos, and early access to episodes, you can check out the subscriber link in the description. Thanks for spending time with me today outside my pantry. I'll be back next week with another easy, delicious recipe. Until then, shop local, know your farmers, and always try something new.